Your home of the Ohio State Buckeyes, 1330 WFIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. A flash flood watch remains in effect through this afternoon. It'll be hot and very humid today. We'll see variable cloudiness with still the chance for some scattered thunderstorms, some of which could have some heavy downpours today. Highs will be in the low and mid-90s. Tonight, slight chance for a couple storms, warm and muggy with lows in lower 70s. For tomorrow, hot and humid again with a chance of storms, 93 for a high. And then a few showers and storms the first half of Saturday, and then a dry Sunday. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
Mike, thank you very much. Currently, it is 74 degrees in Findlay at 1330 WFIN. Let's get through the school delays and closings here, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. Blanchard Valley Industries closed. Cary is closed. New student orientation at Cary will be tonight at 5:30, followed by the Meet the Team night. And then the first day of school is tomorrow. Try and get it going. Trinity Lutheran in Genera on a two-hour delay. Heritage Christian School is now closed. Lipsick is closed. Mohawk on a two-hour delay. Pandora Gilboa is closed. Riverdale is closed. Upper Sandusky on a two-hour delay. Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool is closed. Christian Cuddle Care closed. Home-based daycare is closed. Something Special Learning Center, their Center Street location is closed. Fox Run is open, so make note of that. YMCA Child Development Center is closed, and Brown Mackey College is closed until the Level 3 emergency is lifted. Now, among the other cancellations, there are a number of them, and for the complete list, you can log on to our website at WFIN.com. Look for the links there. Let me hit some of the highlights. Marathon is once again closed downtown. The Findlay Municipal Court is closed. All Hancock County offices are closed for business. Employees can report when the river drops below 15 feet to begin cleanup, but closed for business today, all Hancock County offices, including the Board of Elections, as you heard in the news. Liberty Benton Schools, all activities are canceled. The Putnam County District Library is closed, and the Farmers Market at the Hancock County Fairgrounds is canceled for this evening as well. So some of the things that are on the list, those are the newer items. For the complete list, go to WFIN.com and log on. You'll see the links there for all of the event and school cancellations, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. And joining us on the line this morning is Barb Brom, the Hancock County OSU Extension Office, Home Health and Family Services educator. Do I have the title even close to being right there, Barb?
Sort of. Family and Consumer Sciences and Community Development.
That's there you go. That's the technical title then. As the water begins to recede, attention now, of course, turns to cleanup and recovery from the summer flood. But even though the worst of the weather is now appears to be behind us, the potential risks remain. And in many respects, this is the most dangerous part of the disaster.
That's probably has a lot of truth to it, Chris. There's just so many things that you have to think about as you go back to your homes and start the cleanup.
First and foremost, it would probably be the water itself. And we talked about this yesterday, but the water itself is highly polluted.
That's right. You know, that a lot of this water, you know, the Blanchard River drops as it comes to Findlay. And all that water, that 11 inches Gary just talked about, you know, that came from the Arlington and Mount Blanchard and Canton area, all that comes to Findlay in the Blanchard River.
Yeah.
And all along the way, you know, the erosion and all that comes with it, farm byproducts, it could be animal waste, if there's any kind of oil, you know, there I noticed on the news on TV last night, it showed oil slicks on the water in downtown Findlay.
Yeah.
You know, there's petroleum, sewage, could be chemicals from farm, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
all that stuff is there.
Yeah, the ugly truth is the Blanchard River is not the cleanest river to begin with, and then you add the flooding and all of the additional runoff and so on, that just compounds that situation.
So that's the first thing to be, you know, actually being in that water isn't going to probably hurt you, but you've got to make sure you clean up really good, you know, your hands, whole body, you know, make sure that you're clean and be especially careful with young children. Their toys may have been in the floodwaters and you know, there's so many things to think about right now that people may just forget something.
And if you should happen to get a cut, it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility that as we begin cleanup, there will be cuts and scrapes and things like that. People will get wounded to one degree or another. Good idea to get to the hospital and get a tetanus shot. And don't take those things lightly, because open wounds combined with the polluted water, that can cause a pretty serious infection pretty quickly.
That's right, and it's just not something to laugh about,
yeah.
Or to pass over lightly. So.
Exactly. Let's talk about some of the things you touched on it, some of the materials that people are going to find in their homes, and so on, things that have been involved in the flood. How much of that can be saved, and what do you do in order to save some of those materials?
Well, let's talk about food, first of all. That's probably one of the most critical things.
Mm-hmm.
Do not eat any food that may have come into contact with the floodwater, basically. Discard anything that has not had a waterproof container, if there's any chance that it's come in contact with the waters.
So canned food should be okay?
Canned foods, I recommend you take the, and this is commercially canned,
mm-hmm.
take the labels off and wash them in soap and water, hot soap and water, and then disinfect them with a solution. And the solution that we have been given through the Center of Disease Control depends on the percent of chlorine in the bleach. But it's a cup of chlorine bleach to 5 gallons of water.
Okay.
And that's what you need to then get the cans in there. Anything that has a twist cap, a flip top, home canned foods really cannot be disinfected.
So even if those things have not been opened, you mentioned home canning. I know we seal those things up as, you know, real tight in order to store them, but you still can't trust that. And things yeah. like milk and things like that, even if they haven't been opened, if they just twist off, not safe.
Yeah. There's possibly because the water creates some pressure there, and you just don't know for sure. So that's what's recommended for infants. Use only pre-prepared canned baby formula that requires no added water rather than any powdered formula. Because you just don't know for sure.
Yeah.
So that's one thing there.
Now baby foods, many baby foods will have twist-off caps. I know, and again, they're airtight. Does that mean watertight? Or would you not take
not
the chance?
Not necessarily. Again, when that water's there and there's sometimes pressure with that water, I would not recommend using
So just best idea is just to throw it all out.
Right.
So
right.
And obviously any boxed foods or wrapped meat, that kind of thing, any of that stuff needs to go right away.
Right, if it's been in water. And also if the electricity has been off, if mm-hmm. you turn that off, a refrigerator, food in a refrigerator is going to stay cold for maybe 4 hours if you don't open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have been gone lots longer than that. Freezers.
And bottom line is that water may have gotten into folks' refrigerators as well
right.
to compound that problem.
That's right. So you just have to be very, very careful with all of that. Now, for other kinds of cleanup then, walls, hard surface floors, and many other household surfaces need to be cleaned with soap and water and then disinfected again with this solution of a cup of bleach to water.
The chlorine bleach is going to be a requirement to have on hand.
Yes, I hope they've got good stock of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you need to be particularly careful to disinfect surfaces that may have come in contact with food, the countertops, pantry shelves, refrigerators, that kind of thing. And again, any area where small children play needs to be very carefully cleaned. Wash all of your linens and clothing in hot water or dry clean them. For items that cannot be washed or dry cleaned, like mattresses, upholstered furniture, you can try to air dry them in the sun, but you've got to spray them very thoroughly with a disinfectant. And some may just not make it.
Yeah. The same thing, and I'm looking at some of the information that we got here actually from the extension office, from you folks out of the extension office, when it comes to dishes. This kind of combines those the food and those other items that we're talking about, dishes and eating utensils, that kind of thing, silverware. Again, you have to be really careful with that because you're going to be eating off of it.
That's right. That's right. So just, I guess, practice the utmost in hygiene as you go back in. Carpet will need to be probably steam cleaned if it can be salvaged at all.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if there's been this backflow of sewage into your house, then you've got to, it's best to wear rubber boots and waterproof gloves during your cleanup.
Yeah.
And anything, any household material that cannot be disinfected, like wall coverings or cloths of any kind, rugs, or drywall, those kind of things probably should be discarded.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, when in doubt, throw it out.
That's right.
I mean, that's you know, that's a general, that's a good general rule of thumb. Let's mention again the chlorine disinfecting solution, because as we mentioned, that is going to be the you know, that's going to be a required thing. I mean, that's something that everybody's going to need a lot of. So let's make sure that people understand how to put that together properly.
Okay, I would recommend getting the higher percentage. The highest percentage you can get, it usually ranges 2 to 6% chlorine in the bleach. And what the Center for Disease Control recommends is 1 cup of bleach to 5 gallons of water.
All right. So, again, the cleanup is beginning. There are still a lot of risks, and that's maybe the most dangerous part, is people think that the danger is past, but the risks are still there because all of this stuff that the water is coming in contact with is now infected and potential hazard in and of itself. So all has to be cleaned as thoroughly as possible. Again, Barb Braum with the OSU Extension Office. Barb, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock now on 1330 WFIN. Let's get another check of sports. Once again, here is Chris Miller.
And in 1330.
On the corner next to Best Buy in Findlay.
If you don't shop at LaRich Toyota, you'll pay too much. Save money and make the
switch to LaRich.
Upon approved credit, offer expires 9407. Full details at 800-545-6885.
Now the Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. Again, a flood warning remains in effect for Hancock County until 11. Flash flood watch through the afternoon because there is a chance for some additional rain. Scattered thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow. Very hot and humid in the forecast, too. The high of 93 today and tomorrow. Tonight's low 72. Currently, it is 74 degrees in Findlay at 1330 WFIN. There are a couple of additions and changes to our list here. The closings and cancellations list, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. First of all, Mohawk schools are now closed. Mohawk is closed. And Findlay Optical is closed. The Memorial Benefit Concert in Cary that was scheduled for Saturday has been canceled. They will reschedule that for a later date, but we don't have that date yet. And the Hancock County Commissioners inform us that the Hancock County landfill is now open. So that's an important thing for those who are starting to begin the cleanup process. The Hancock County landfill is open today. Joining us in the studio is Greater Findlay, Inc. CEO Doug Peters. And Doug, thanks very much for being with
us.
We appreciate
it. It's good to be here.
You folks were among those who were impacted by the flooding downtown at your offices. You did get a chance, though, to get into the office.
Right. Was there at the height of the flooding and again this morning, and we're damp and soggy and doing our, you know, recovery plan as we speak. Our staff is probably going to be moving out to, you know, we bought the old Intersil plant and are putting an accelerator in there for technology companies. So we're probably going to take some temporary housing there while we get our building squared back up.
So how long will that take before, you know, you're up and running again? Is that going to happen today, or is
we will be back up and running today, not from our usual location, but we'll take our technology. We were able to prepare somewhat by getting our electronics off the floors and, you know, our files where they need to be and out of harm's way. But we'll be up and running. It'll probably be you know, who knows, before we're back in our location, because I'm sure that all the recovery crews, all the cleaning people, all the contractors are going to be up to their eyeballs.
And as the damage goes, you actually kind of lucked out in terms of compared to what some businesses, especially downtown, have been dealing with. And really throughout Findlay and Hancock County, a number of businesses have encountered problems. Have you talked to some of those business owners and, you know, what's the general feeling?
Well, you know, people in the downtown have a very special spirit about them. They're there because it is everybody's neighborhood and it's unique to watch them. This is more than an inconvenience. This is a big deal because we're talking about loss of livelihood. We're talking about, putting people into a situation that haven't been there before.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they're going to rebuild and they're going to be better for this. I saw yesterday while I was downtown trying to help where I could and trying to take care of our own matters, neighbor helping neighbor, people that I've never seen talk to one another or didn't know knew one another interacting. So something good will come of this. I don't know what that is yet.
But yeah, hard to see right now.
It is, you know,
eventually things will get back to quote-unquote normal and we'll be able to move forward. How many, as a percentage, do you know how many businesses that are impacted by this are not insured? I mean, I would imagine the vast majority have to be.
I would think the vast majority have to be. But, you know, being in that area, not all businesses are in the flood plain that requires flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes optional at that point. So it depends on who the carrier is, who the insurance provider is. Some will allow claims to go through without a flood rider, others won't. So it really depends on own situations. But, you know, we're going to be helping as best we can with assessments, trying to help people line up short-term funding and do whatever we can to help them. So the jury's out. We don't know yet because people are just now starting to get back downtown and see what the damage is. And that'll be a long process.
Yeah, that's the thing. Again, we've heard a lot of businesses remain closed today, in part because employees can't get in, and in part because businesses are just not capable of handling traffic and handling business. How long before, I mean, the cleanup is actually starting in some cases right now.
That's right.
So,
yeah, I saw several refuse companies dropping off dumpsters this morning. People, you know, our own building, we're beginning to drag some things out into our side entry area there, so that when our dumpster does come, we don't have to carry it out. It's already out.
But, and that just makes your job that much more challenging to help other businesses while you're doing much of the same stuff yourself.
We still have to do what we do, you know, and there are people who just need access to information, and that's what we're there for.
Now, Doug, we're going to have you back Monday morning on the program after we've had a chance to get through the weekend, sort of assess where we are, and we'll talk a little bit more about where businesses go from here.
Right.
And so we look forward to that. Doug, thanks very much for joining us today.
Good to
be certainly
here.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
Coming up on 8:30 now, Paul Harvey News and Comment is on the way next. And in the next half hour, we'll talk a little back to school because school's going to be coming up here in just a couple of minutes or a couple of minutes, couple of weeks here. And beyond just kids heading back to school, what about college-bound students? Talking about that coming up when Good Mornings continues.